Good morning. Today we want to discuss the Bible as a necessary revelation from God to man. It is inerrant and infallibly inspired by God. What does the Bible say about revelation and inspiration? The Bible is a necessary revelation from God because there is a great gulf between God and man. God is omnipotent, omnipresent, eternal, and absolutely perfect. In His very being, God is inconceivable to man's limited mind. The Creator is not easily comprehended by His creatures. God declared through His prophet, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Isaiah 55, verse 9. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul was moved to speak of the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no man has seen nor can see. 1 Timothy 6:15 and 16. It is obvious that for a man to conceive of the Supreme Being in all His glorious reality, without revelation from Jehovah, he would have to be God Himself. In addition to the Bible, the Word of God, there are two universal revelations from God. Our God is a being of infinite power and love, and He desires to make Himself known. He desires to be both known and loved by man. Therefore, He manifests Himself to mankind, and wherever necessary, descends to the level of man's comprehension. From the very beginning of time, there have been two universal revelations that have spoken eloquently of His existence and His divine powers and attributes. The revelation of God may be observed in nature. Centuries before Christ, the psalmist declared, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Psalm 19, verse 1. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, speaking of all men, revealed that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them. For the invisible things of Him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even His everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse, because that, knowing God, they glorified Him not as God, neither gave thanks. Romans 1:19-21. Such a clear revelation of God in nature should cause every man to bow in humility and fade into insignificance in contrast to the Creator of the universe. One of the Psalms of David emphasized this principle, saying, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" Psalm 8:3-4. Hear the exclamation of Isaiah the prophet, "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven in the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scale, and the hills in a balance? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. All the nations are as nothing before him." Isaiah 40:12-17. Men should be able to recognize the existence and power of God through this revelation of nature. When the multitude of Lystra sought to worship Paul and Barnabas, the apostle cried out, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and bring you good tidings that you should turn from these vain things unto the living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea, and all that in them is, who in the generations gone by suffered all the nations to walk in their own ways. And yet he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." Acts 14:15-17. Friends, one would have to deliberately blind himself to reality to deny such evidence as is manifested throughout the universe. Truly, as Psalm 14:1 states, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." A man would have to be very foolish to teach that this world came into existence all by itself. Even the noted infidel Voltaire once admitted, "The world poses a problem for me, and I cannot suppose that this clock exists without there having been a clockmaker." Are you listening? Life did not originate as a result of some accident or an explosion. Man was created, and the universe follows a plan and a purpose determined by God, the Creator. Yet steeped in human wisdom and philosophies, men today still fail to see and understand God's revelation. As Paul wrote, "Man has actually exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator." Romans 1:25. In addition to the revelation of God in nature, there is also the realization of God in the conscience of man. Paul spoke of the Gentiles and how they could show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness therewith, and their thoughts one with another accusing or else excusing them. Romans 2:15. God endowed man with a moral and spiritual sense. People the world over have always been haunted by the need of expiation, that is, the making of atonement for sin. Guilt feelings and a desire for justification, the realization that one is responsible before his Creator, these matters seem to be the voice of God in the conscience of man. We must emphasize that the revelation of God in nature and the voice of God in man's conscience are insufficient. These revelations may give us a sense of His eternal existence and power, but they do not reveal God's person, His holiness and righteousness, especially His grace in the sending of a Redeemer for mankind. It is absolutely necessary that man receive further revelation from a divine source, to make men know of His redeeming love through Christ. God gave us a final, understandable revelation, the Bible, that we might come to the knowledge of eternal salvation. The question is this: is God able to reveal Himself to man? Some so-called philosophers have denied the very possibility of a revelation from God. Such men contend, how could the infinite God communicate with finite man? And other religious leaders of our day declare absolute truth is inexpressible in the relative terms of our human language. There is just enough truth in these statements to cause confusion and disbelief toward the Bible. The whole truth about this matter of revelation is seen in the fact that God condescends to where man is in order to communicate divine truth in an intelligible manner. Have you not ever observed a father instructing his son through adapting his teaching to the child's level of understanding? Have you not heard a traveler describing the far away and unknown by beginning in terms of the known? An all-wise and all-powerful God can surely express Himself to man in such a way that true understanding can result. The psalmist of the Old Testament affirmed, "The opening of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. In the 19th Psalm, David declared, "The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The precepts of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The ordinances of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired they are than gold. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward." Psalm 19:7-11. These statements from the Scriptures certainly indicate that God is able to communicate His truth to men in an understandable and profitable manner. Those who question the possibility of a revelation from God are actually questioning the existence of God. The very idea of a divine revelation is tied to the idea of God's existence. The two thoughts cannot be separated. Faith in a divine being and Creator would naturally lead to belief in a divine message, a revelation that would be supernatural and infallible. The multitude of religious systems and theories in the world today testify to men's unceasing efforts to discover God and His truth. However, every honest person must acknowledge that the results of these finite efforts have only amounted to confusion and deception. Men have worked their way through one human system after another, creating imperfect gods in the image of man himself. Absurd, complicated systems of religion have evolved on every hand, many times setting aside others as men sought for new and more sensational approaches. Thus, religion to many people has become an exciting quest for the tree of life, the fountain of youth, or the proverbial pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, with each person or group making up the rules of the game to suit themselves. It must be obvious that in order for man to come to any true understanding of God, he must have an understandable revelation from God. The Bible is not just valuable and helpful, it is a necessary revelation from God to man. For man to return to God and again enjoy a pure, loving relationship with the Creator, the truth revealed from God must be appropriated. Man must be reconciled to God on the basis of terms revealed from heaven, not from men. Therefore, the Bible is a necessary revelation. The thoughts of a person can be revealed only by that person. No one, therefore, can communicate the will of God apart from that revelation of God through His Spirit. Men today who preach without quoting the words of God are hardly presenting the mind of God on any subject. Yet it has become fashionable in many circles to preach entire sermons without even referring to God's Word. The words of the Lord far surpass ours. Are you listening? The Bible is a necessary revelation. Let it be our source and authority in all religious matters. God, in His mercy and love, has revealed the saving truth in the facts of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, and Romans 1:16. This gospel commands one to hear, believe, repent, confess one's faith in Christ, and put on Christ in water baptism for the remission of sins, Romans 10:13-17, Luke 13:3-5, Romans 6:3-4, and Galatians 3:27. The gospel promises of the remission of sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the hope of eternal life are given to obedient believers, Acts 2:38. The Apostle Peter explained, "You have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And this is the word of good tidings, which was preached unto you." 1 Peter 1:22-25. The word of truth from God is a necessary revelation. It is necessary to your salvation for the coming eternity. Trust in the message of God. The Apostle Peter wrote, "His divine power hath granted unto us all things to pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him." 2 Peter 1:3. Yes, through the knowledge of God and His infallible will, this is the only way man can obtain salvation. We must close for now. If you would like to study the Bible, or would like a correspondence course mailed to you for your own private study, we would be happy to send it to you free of charge. Friends, if there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.